Hey, well, everybody.
Howdy ho.
It's episode 3.
You know what that means.
You know what it means. It's 1 after 2, 2 after 1.
But 1 before 4. Ooh, mine's smoking. You see that? I did not get the grandma buns flavored one this time.
I did. Just kidding. That didn't count. I got buns. Peach again.
Did you?
Peach buns.
Ultra black. I wonder if we're allowed to talk about this or if we have to have it.
We'll just edit it out.
Peach buns.
If we're not allowed to talk about peach buns, you'll just hear us say something else.
Oh, that's good. So you hate carbonation.
I hate carbonation. Carbonation sucks. You know what doesn't suck? Monster Rehab peach tea and energy.
Yeah, but do you have zero calories?
I have 0 calories plus 10 per serving. Mm. I got 0 plus 20.
0 plus 10 per
10 per serving. There's 2 servings. So I have 0 calories plus 20 more.
Okay then.
Today is all about Generation 1 Pokemon games for the Game Boy system and color or not. Color was yellow. Was red and blue color?
It was not color. That's what one of the things about yellow was it was in color. Which is funny because it came out not too long after. I'm pretty sure, I feel like red and blue were some of the last Game Boy games for the non...
They probably were.
For the brick.
That thing was huge.
Did you have that?
No, I did not. I grew up on what you call no money. But then I got some money because we'll get into that later on.
A friend of mine grew up on what you call no money. You know what? He had a brick one. Someone gave it to him. And it had like a glitch. It was like a yellow line through
screen.
Not the center. Yeah, the screen, but not the center, to the side. Played it whenever.
I keep forgetting. We're also recording our first video.
You know,
for our YouTube channel. Probably called the Meta Podcast. YouTube.
Yeah.
So, if we seem a little distracted, we're trying to look at a camera at the same time.
Yeah. It's hard to juggle both because, you know, trying to be close to the mic and be looking at the camera.
I just cracked my knuckles. For those of you that have no idea what happened. But people will know now that we have video.
I'm really trying really hard not to burp, but the video caught me do it.
So what game did you have first out of the main three? We're going to say the main three because red and blue came first, but yellow came not too long after.
Well, if you want to be technical, I had red.
Here we go.
Because my sister had red.
Oh, yeah.
Because she got it because we only got one. But that meant when I finally got my own, I bought blue because everybody, all of our friends had red. And nobody ever had blue. I had like one kid had blue. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to be the blue guy.
Hmm.
So to this day, I always say it's my first one, but it wasn't.
Do you think that's because of the color or because of Charizard?
I want to say because Charizard. I think it's 50-50, to be honest, because red is a cool color. But Charizard's also cool.
On that subject, different game series, which we'll get right back after a while. But everybody, when Gold and Silver came out, I went up and I got Silver because I liked Lugia better. Mm-hmm. And the lady who had probably had no idea what she was talking about because she just worked at, I think it was like Target or something. My dad asked, oh, which one is more popular? And she said, probably Gold because Gold's better than Silver. And I thought, you'd have no clue, lady. So I got Silver. And that's my dad probably thought, what's this idiot doing? She just said Gold's better. Yeah, give me Silver. But I got Silver.
Right. I got Silver because I thought Silver was a cooler color. And also, Lugia is cooler.
Yeah,
Lugia is cooler. I mean, Hoenn was fine, but I don't remember the last time I used them in the last 10 years.
I know that I nicknamed mine Billy Joe and Mike Dirnt.
That was back too, in Generation 2. I don't know. I can't remember in Generation 3 if it was that way, but you could catch both legendaries.
And, yeah.
So, but you just caught them in order. So like if you had Silver, you got Lugia, and then post game, you got Ho-Oh or something like that. And then obviously in Gold, you got Ho-Oh and then you got Lugia. But then they made it to where you could only have one or the other.
Yeah, Lugia was always the better one, I think. It was one of my favorites.
Lugia, yeah. He's probably my second favorite.
Hang on. Turn the wheel back so we can get on topic.
Sorry.
I'm driving. I got us there on purpose on accident first time.
I'm driving.
I'm the one that steered us away. So, that will be a whole nother episode. Generation 2 is my favorite, so I'm excited for that.
Mine too. But Generation 1, I think I'm the most...
One is why we're here.
Yeah, one is why we're here.
For this episode, Generation 1 Games Part 1.
If it wasn't for one, we wouldn't have this podcast. I don't think so.
I don't think anything would have been around.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly wouldn't be talking about Digimon. If anybody likes Digimon.
Evolution and de-evolution.
If anybody likes Digimon, that was not... You know what?
Yes, it was. Here's my question.
I'm not apologizing.
They have Digimon video games. Are they like Pokemon games? Or are they something completely different? I have a hard time picturing...
They have a fake Charmander.
Throw it... Here, Rockmon. I forget their names. And then he's like, oh, I'm extra mad. So he evolves. And then he's extra mad. Then he evolves again. But then at the end of the battle, he's like, oh, I feel great. And then okay, he's just again. This little nugget of a creature or whatever.
You have a stupid square head, too. Red and Blue initially were released in America, North America, October 1st, 1999. That was right before I turned 10.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense, but it's true. I thought it was way earlier than that.
It had to have been because... No, it makes sense because third grade was when I got really familiar with it. And I didn't get mine until probably fourth grade or summer of third grade.
Oh, wait, no. I was wrong. I was wrong about that. Yellow came out October 19th,
1999. But Yellow was
Red and Blue came out, yeah, September 28th, 1998.
That's right.
That makes more sense.
Right, because we proofread ourselves before we started this, because Chris has a couple notes on here.
I got the dates wrong.
Yeah, because right now Chris has it that Pokemon Yellow came out 20 days after Red and Blue, but it was like a
I was confused year. For a whole week, because I didn't think that was true. Apparently the internet lies to you sometimes.
Right.
So yeah, 1998 makes more sense, because we were 8 years old, going to be nine in a month.
Yeah. Can you remember what your first starter was? I think we talked about that.
Charmander.
Like, Charmander. I want to say it was either Charmander or Squirtle.
Well, actually, no, I lied to you just now, because I didn't have Red or Blue until later on. When I got Blue, it was Charmander, but I didn't have those initially. I had Yellow, so Pikachu was my starter.
How weird of that was it to go from Yellow, which is like the definitive copy, to playing Red and Blue?
I didn't like it.
No.
Yellow was awesome because it was based on the TV show. And the TV show was what got me into it. Mm-hmm. So, like, getting Pikachu as your starter, having Gary get Eevee instead of the opposite one of what you picked. And having... The big thing was Team Rocket being Jesse, James, and Meowth. Or being Jesse and James on the screen instead of, like, Rocket Grunt.
Mm-hmm.
That was a cool thing.
That was my favorite thing. I forgot about that. So you would see the hair and stuff.
And I think it even said Jesse and James instead of Team Rocket.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And I think that was good because they were still able to make them... your weakness, so like when he would evolve, Eevee would just be no, maybe not. I lied,
but also the
I mean, he would still evolve it, but I can't remember what he evolved Eevee into. Flareon, Jolteon.
Well, in Yellow, you would still get all the three starters, so it might have been the
but either way, you would still be able to kick his butt because you would have the advantage.
If anybody out there knows. Now we can say that, leave it in the comments, because we have video.
Yeah.
I like that in Yellow, the character looked like Ash.
Mm-hmm.
Where in Blue and Red and Blue, he didn't really look like Ash. But in Yellow, he looks like Ash.
Yeah, when you're naming him. I like how the options for Yellow is Yellow, Ash, or Jack.
Jack's a cool name.
Didn't you get two Jack dogs, right?
I did have two Jack dogs. Jack Russell Terriers, so I named him Jack.
Both of them.
I had a turtle named Turtle when I was younger, too. That's probably why. Because my neighbor had a cat named Kitty. So I said, I'm going to name my turtle Turtle, and it just carried on.
I had a turtle named Ted.
Oh, look, the rival default names are Blue, Gary, or John.
Jack and John.
I have a friend named John. No wonder the rival's name was John.
I dislike that, like, in the later on, the remakes, where every time, like, they introduce, like, so in Crystal, or Silver, Gold, and Crystal, you could fight Red, and his name is Red, not Ash. I always didn't like that.
Yeah.
And then same thing was they do a recurring, you can fight them at the Battle Tower or something like that in Ultra Sun and Moon, and it's Blue and Red instead of Ash and Gary.
I also liked how Yellow had updated pictures. At least the Pikachu looked more like Ash's Pikachu.
Right, he wasn't like a chunky.
Yeah, and it followed you around. I like that it followed you around. I just like that it was based off the TV show.
I feel like that was probably a big point, was the fact that, I mean, that followed the TV show, but that Pikachu followed you.
Yeah.
Which is something that they should have just kept for every game.
They should
never have.
And you could turn around, and if he was low on health or like a little paralyzed or sleepy or whatever, and you clicked on him, his expression was different because he had that little expression box that would pop up.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was happy, he would have like hearts and stuff, and he would yell his name.
It was cool in the remakes of Heart Gold and Soul Silver. You could look at them and they might be holding stuff.
Yeah, that was cool too. Yeah. So of course, Red had Charizard on the cartridge. Blue had Blastoise. Yellow had the special edition Pikachu box. If you got that, the first thing I got when I turned, when I turned 9. That can't be. It must have been when I turned 10. I thought I turned 9.
No, well, maybe we just have. Yeah, it would have been
10. So when I turned 10 for my birthday, I got the special Pikachu Game Boy Color, the Pokemon Game Boy Color that came with yellow version.
Didn't that have like something on the border of the screen?
Or it had. There were two different ones. One of them came out for second generation that had like Togepi on it.
This, is that the silver one?
Yeah. This one was half, the front half was yellow, back half was blue. And it had, like, I think 3 Pikachus on it. Nope, I lied. It just had one in the corner.
Yeah, like, in the bottom left,
right? Yeah.
Didn't have something by the light?
Pokeball was by the little charging light.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, that was cool. That I was still cool. Have it. I need to find it. And I had little tiny Pikachu stickers that I put on the back and on the front.
Of course.
Yep. What was the first one you got? And how did you get it?
Okay, so my first Game Boy, my sister got the Game Boy Color. She got the see-through one. So she got that in red. And then I remember saving up all of my birthday money and Christmas money and stuff. And then going to the store and I bought the purple one or whatever. I don't know what the actual color was. Which to this day, every Game Boy or DS or anything I get is either blue or purple, whichever one's actually available. Because I've had that my entire time. But and then I had either probably blue. I think that's why I bought blue, because I didn't want to share my sister's red anymore. So I bought the purple Game Boy. I remember I had like $75 and it was like $74.99. It was like $69.99 at the time. That was like with tax. And I remember I bought that like with my, like I got birthday money. So it was like the top off point. So I was like, I have enough. And I bought the Game Boy. And I think I went to like a used game store and I bought the blue. And then the Christmas was a month later because Chris's birthday is in November. And my dad had told me that it was really dumb that I bought a Game Boy because he was going to buy me one for Christmas and I could have used that money for games. But instead of buying me games, he just didn't buy me anything of that nature. He could have bought me games then, you know? So it would have been that blue and purple and blue.
I just looked it up. So the Game Boy Color that I had, it had Pikachu in the corner and then the other corner had Jigglypuff and Togepi.
So it must have been for Generation 2.
I think this was when...
The movie?
Because Togepi was still in the TV show earlier on. Yeah, not super early on, but...
Because it was the first Generation 2 Pokemon we saw, yeah. Right? If you don't count...
Meryl.
Because that was in the movie.
Yeah.
Because Misty had him.
Yeah.
Her, it.
Whichever one it is. But yeah, so that's what I got. I remember my mom told me she went to Toys R Us to get it. And she tried to play it, and she said she was just stuck in some corner and couldn't figure out what to do. But then she bought it anyway, which is good.
Yeah, good for you. That's a cool box.
It was. I still have that somewhere. That probably is going for at least $2.
That's so pretty penny.
The silver one for the second generation had Pichu on the bottom and Pichu on top, and it lit up red on his cheek, so that's kind of cool.
The power light thing lit up on his cheek.
Yeah.
That is cool. I never had any special edition of Game Boys.
I need to find that because I just want to look at it. What was your favorite part about? So the beginning of the game... Start off Pallet Town. You just walk around.
To this day, I don't want to cut you off. I mean, I do it all the time. But I wake up in the morning and I'll hear Pallet Town music in my head. Like just, you know, you wake up and you have a song in your head, I'll hear Pallet Town.
When did it start when you woke up in the back of the truck? Was that Generation 3?
3, because you're moving?
Yep.
Yeah. And then the champs, the back of the pickup truck. Like unloading it for you?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool. That was like the way of making it a little different was to have you, because it like opens up and you're like, oh, I don't know why you're a kid and you're in the back of the moving truck.
That's what I was curious about. I want to know if anybody actually bought any of these games without the walkthrough guide and figured it out. I'm sure a lot of people did.
I didn't buy. I mean, I had the first guidebook. I never had one for the second. I had one for the third because I signed up for Nintendo Power and you could have one of two free items if you sign up for Nintendo Power. And one was like a shirt or something. And the other one was a guidebook for Generation 3. And so I got the guidebook. Which I think an ex-girlfriend of mine still has it somewhere in storage.
We need to get that back.
She might have gave it back. It might be in this room, for all I know.
It's probably right over there.
Oh my God, it's right there.
That I'm not worried about.
So I had it. Did you have yellow?
I did have yellow, but not until... I can't remember if my sister had yellow at one point, but I know a kid I used to hang out with... That's actually how I got red version, too. I'll tell both these stories. I got yellow version from this kid. He was like, hey, I washed my yellow version. Do you want it? He like put it in his pants and put it in the washer and washed it. So he was like, it only kind of works sometimes. So he just gave it to me. And it would work. Like, you'd have to, like, smack it around, but it worked. I'm sure I'd do is clean it a little bit. I'm sure it was fine, but...
You did clean it.
But that's actually how I got red version. So I had blue, and then this kid was like, I have two copies of red version. And I was like, well, can I have one? He was like, sure. But he was determined to do the Mew glitch. He was like, you can't have it until I do the Mew glitch for you or whatever. And I was like, I already knew it didn't work because I was like, I've tried cutting that truck 1,000 times. You can't do it. And then, so he just gave it to me. Yeah.
Who was that?
I don't remember his
Jacob
name.
Jacob Epstein?
It was not Jacob Epstein. This was before I even knew who Jacob Epstein was.
Did you have, that was...
So I ended up having all three.
Okay.
But two of them were for free.
I got yellow. No, yellow was that story. I got blue from one of my friends. I got blue from one of my friends.
You got blue. Oh, yeah?
I remember I went to my grandparents' house later that day and just played it all day. I think I found it on the ground outside.
I think I found many of things that were not mine.
We put my initials on it. This is mine now. Walking through. I didn't like that you would get so far and then you had to take the parcel back.
That was fine. I thought it was even longer. It felt longer in Silver and Crystal.
It did.
Or it's whatever you have to give to Professor Oak. But yeah, I didn't like that either because I remember getting through to the next town and then it was like, all right, now walk back. And I was like, excuse me?
Yep. And you could walk back without going through the grass, but you had to go through the grass to get back up.
Right. And I feel like the red and blue, that the random encounters were way more common. So I feel like it was like every three steps it'd be like a fight, yeah. And a fight and a fight and a fight. And now it makes sense because you need to, you know, train or whatever. But when I was a kid, I didn't really want to do all that. I just wanted to play through the game.
Do you remember the old guy in Viridian City that would teach you how to catch?
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody ever say, all right, show me?
I don't know.
Because I know I didn't.
Yeah, but he'd insist anyways. That's how you activated the missing known glitch, right? Was you had to go talk to him and then fly away after you just have. He would show you how to do the Pokemon, then you would fly and do the surf and...
And that was, yeah, because then you had to go down.
Cinnabar.
Yeah. So we get out of Pallet Town, go through Viridian City.
Which my go-to when I get to Viridian City is if you go to the left where you would fight Gary, which is the route you would take to go to Elite Four. You could always catch a Nidoran or Nidoran female, depending on which
version
you're playing. That was always one of my good. When I was at the peak of playing it, when I would restart right away and just play through as fast as I could, I always had a Nidoking, so I'd always go right there, and I would always evolve it as soon as Nidoran turned Nidoran out at 16. I would evolve it to have a Nidoking at like level 16, because I was like that impatient.
I would do that too,
especially like training it like a normal person.
That was the one good thing about having to walk back all the time, is you just train everybody. I do that now. When I was younger, I hated trying to train everybody up. But now I'm like, I'm just going to waste 20 minutes and just train everybody up. So this would be a breeze.
Right, 100%. Like now when I play a new game or something like that, I will purposely wander around the entire, for like an hour and a half just to train. Because I know how much better off I'll be. But back in the day, like you said, I was bare boning it. Like I remember I had it down to a science. So if I had a Squirtle, it learned Bubble Beam at level 8. I could beat Brock at level 8 because Bubble Beam would just take out Geodude and Onix. And the same thing with Bulbasaur. If I got Bulbasaur to level 12, he knew Vine Whip, and he would just destroy them instantly. Now, if he had Charmander, that was the only one that was tougher because, you know, Ember didn't really do crap.
You know what else didn't do anything? Pikachu, because it was Rock, and that's what I had because I had Yellow.
You just tackle and it still doesn't do anything. It's just.
But I think chipping away at it. I think by that time I had. I bet my Metapod didn't help me much.
Right, because if you got a Butterfree level 10, you need Confusion, and then you could do it.
Yeah. But I would always have, like, Pidgey. Maybe Pidgeotto by then. I think I got that a couple times. I would train
Pikachu
could, and my Pidgey up to get Pidgeotto before I fought Brock.
Right, because you could catch a Pidgeotto at a level 9 in the forest.
Pidgey?
No, you could catch Pidgeotto in, sorry, in yellow. If you're playing yellow, you could catch Pidgeotto at level 9 in the forest place, because in the anime, Ash catches Pidgeotto there. And so they put him in there. He was like a rare encounter, but you could.
Yeah. And just like in Red and Blue, one of the two, maybe both, Viridian Forest, near the very end, it was a rare encounter, but you could get a Pikachu.
Yeah.
And I would always do that just so I could have that with me if I wasn't playing the yellow version.
Yeah, me too.
So then you get to the Pewter City Gym, and it's just there's two trainers, in Red and Blue, trainer male, and yellow, also trainer male. You get more money if you beat him in Red and Blue. You get $220, and in yellow, you get $180.
I wonder why they changed that.
He was tougher in Red and Blue. His Diglett was level 11. His Sandshrew was level 11. And in yellow, they were both level 9.
Maybe that's why you didn't get as much money.
Yeah, probably.
Was tough.
Then you get to Brock. Red and Blue, Geodude level 12, new Tackle and Defense Curl. Onix level 14, Tackle, Screech, and Bide. Bide used to tick me off.
Yeah, because I'd always picture Onix in real life biting me, so like constructing me or whatever. But I remember that was a big deal when you were playing the game, because you're like, oh, Brock, he's on the show. And, you know, Brock and Misty, obviously, the first two gym badges.
I didn't like it because I had to fight him in the game. And in the show, they were friends.
Yeah.
Yellow just looks like it was easier, because in yellow, Geodude was level 10 and his Onix was level 12.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. I thought that they were like the same.
No.
Oh, but Onix knew Tackle, Screech, Bide, and Bind.
Maybe Bind's what I'm thinking of.
But yeah, Bind, that, yeah. Bide, I think, is like...
It's one of those little things. Like, yeah. Did you know that... I can see... I've watched it in... I probably said this in the first podcast, but I watched this in speedruns and stuff. But if you use direct hit, the item... The game is broken in Red and Blue to where, because if you use that, it helps you use one hit moves better or whatever, your accuracy boosts. If you use that, it breaks the system, so it hits every time. So then if you use it once in a battle, you can use like Horn Drill, like one hit KOs, and it'll hit every single time in that battle.
I didn't know that.
No.
In the TV show, the Pewter City Gym was first shown in Showdown in Pewter City. Makes sense. The gym, aside from Brock's family. Battlefield. Despite being a rock tech gym, the building had sprinklers for fire safety, which Ash used to his advantage against Onix. What a smart guy.
Right, because they're like, because obviously Pikachu's not going to do anything. Or Pidgeotto.
Thundershock the things, and then...
Is that what he does?
I think so.
Sounds familiar. Didn't they kick Brock off the show at some point? And he comes back. Like in the Seafoam Islands time? Like when something he's on the Lapras, there's no Brock?
Yeah.
Maybe. He does leave.
I don't remember why he disappeared, because I don't know if doesn't I was watching like, it by then.
He, like, stays behind with, like, a
nurse
Jenny or whatever.
Probably. They always turned him down, though.
I know.
So, let's see. Based on rock type, gym leader is Brock. Obviously, you get the boulder badge if you win. What was your favorite badge? Mine was Thunder Badge. Talked about it before.
I was just about to say Thunder Badge, I think. It wasn't a Thunder Badge. It was probably... I think mine was a Thunder Badge, too. It looked the coolest.
I just remember when I first beat Brock, when I got that first badge, I was so pumped. All right. I'm an official Pokemon trainer now.
Because you probably beat his Raichu with your Pikachu.
It took so... No, I'm talking about Brock.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I beat his Onix with my probably Pikachu.
The tackle.
That was the one bad thing. I thought... But when I got past him, and I got to Cerulean City... And I got to Misty, everybody's dead.
That was always the benefit of doing Bulbasaur, right? Because he's really good against Brock, and then he's really good against Misty. And then Lieutenant Surge is not really great against you.
Right.
And then also you're the same type as Erica, Gym 4. So really you didn't have an issue until you got to Sabrina.
That was the bad thing about using Charmander in Red and Blue, because I would pick Charmander first. So the first two gyms were not the easiest.
Mm-hmm. Even the third, because it's not I mean, he's okay. But then once you get to Erica.
Oh, yeah, that was a breeze.
That entire gym, he's just crumbling at you, at your knees.
The one thing I don't know if I ever really figured out was that you could just walk behind the trainers and not have to face them. Like in Pewter City, the way it was set up, you could go, for the benefit of radio, for you people that don't know, you walk straight. And then if you keep going straight, there's that one trainer you would have to fight. But you could go around behind him and just skip over him. But I would always fight him just so I could train up against that type of, like, whatever the gym leader would be.
I mixed it up. A lot of times when I was just trying to get through the game, I would skip around him because I wanted to battle as least amount of time as possible. But then later on, when I started appreciating it more, of course, you go fight him. And then now Chris and I are looking at, like, the wiki or something. And as we're going through this, it shows picture of what Brock's gym looked like in Generation 1, and then what his gym looked like in Generation 2, and then what the gym looked like in Generation...
This is Misty's gym now.
Oh, Misty in 3 and 4? I don't remember them being in 3 or 4. I don't know what these are. I mean, it says it. But it doesn't make any sense to me to why...
Oh, Fire Red, Leaf Green, so that makes sense for that one.
For 3, but what about 4? Were they in Platinum and... What's that one?
Heart Gold, Soul Silver. Okay, right. So it's all just the remix.
We figured it out. Okay. It was really bothering me because I was like, I could see it being in 4, but it doesn't make any sense. Because right. I feel like I would remember visiting the old game.
Because it has it listed as Generation 3 and 4, but really it's just the remix of 1 and 2.
But they are part of that generation, yeah. But when I read it that way, I don't think of remakes.
You remember... now, in... Blue and yellow, not blue and yellow, blue and red. You couldn't get Bulbasaur from Cerulean City, but in yellow you did. And yeah. I remember I was pumped about that. I was just walking every house, and that's when I found that one guy, like the thief. Mm-hmm. And the cops were in the house, and the thief's just in the backyard.
Yeah, that's where you get Dig, right?
Yep.
That was always my, as soon as I got Dig, I would use that for everybody all the time. That might have been how I got past Lieutenant Surge, because I'm pretty sure Ground was good against Electric, so
you would. Yep. Because Electric didn't work on Ground.
Yeah.
Oh, Rock, that ticked me off. Misty, she wasn't that much stronger than Brock.
Manger.
Well, yeah, she was.
She was. I know I've beat her before with Charmeleon.
So.
But I died a lot. Fainted, sorry.
So in Red and Blue. That was that. Oh, yeah. So Red, Blue, and Yellow, the two people you would have to face before her were a swimmer, and you would get $80 if you beat him. Had a Horsea at level 16, Shellder at level 16, and then Junior Trainer Female had a Goldeen at level 19.
I never liked this gym because all these Pokemon you can't get until much later.
Right. And then Misty in Red and Blue looks way different than Misty in Yellow. Misty in Yellow, of course, looks just like from the TV show.
Yeah.
It doesn't say what she had on her team.
Misty? How many was Staryu and Starmie?
Yeah, right there.
There you go.
Level 18, Staryu. Level 21, Starmie in yellow. See, the levels were different in Red and Blue. No, they were the same in Red and Blue and yellow for Misty. So for some reason, Brock's were different, but that's the same for Misty.
I could have sworn Starmie had minimize, but maybe that was just the wild ones. I thought that was like one of the big deals was it would minimize, so it was harder to hit.
Staryu in both... Red, Blue, and Yellow, new Tackle and Water Gun. Starmie in Red and Blue had Tackle, Water Gun, Bubble Beam, and in Yellow it had Tackle, Water Gun, Harden, and Bubble Beam. So, basically, nobody uses Harden.
Right.
I don't like moves like that. I always delete them and just get all straight attack moves.
Yeah, I never strategized. I never used... And if, in a pinch, I've had to use like Tail Whip because it was there.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, and Leer and Flash. But yeah, I'm the same way. Like, it shows even to like... this day. So there's a lot of people who like do competitive play. So they have moves like that where you weak them and you set them up for all these things. No, if I'll have 5 heavy attack moves, all of the same type too. I'll have like a Charizard and he'll know Flamethrower, Fire Blast, you know, and 2 other like fire, really strong fire moves. And I'll just kind of rotate through them.
That's like Thundershock, Thunderbolt, Thunder. And I might have Thunder Wave if I just want to paralyze somebody. Just so I could catch him.
Yeah, that's good for catching, but I'm the same way. And I think it shows.
Mean Look was one that I would always use.
What'd that do?
Mainly second gen. They couldn't run.
Mm.
So, I guess so like a for Suicune and stuff.
Oh, that's right. I remember spending hours and stuff trying to catch. Can you see them on the map rotating and stuff?
So getting back to where we were, let's back up a bit to Route 3. And by Route 3, I mean Route 3.
The Route 3. Now that's after... So that's going from Pure City to Mount Moon?
Yeah, it ends at the entrance to Mount Moon.
The only thing good, but I hated Mount Moon because I didn't want to fight all those trainers.
Yeah, there's a lot.
But at least you could catch a Jigglypuff there. And a Clefairy, I think.
Yeah, and Metronome. That's your biggest friend and your worst enemy.
Metronome? Why?
I'm glad you asked. Oh no, I'm fighting a level 35 Gyarados. Everyone's dead. And I have my level 17 Clefairy. It's time for Metronome. I hope I get Thunder. I hope I get Thunder. Clefairy used Tail Whip. Gyarados used Bite, and then you die.
That was, and then it got even worse later on in the games. You're like, please use Draco Meteor Shower, whatever it's called, and then it would be...
Bubble Bath.
Bubble Bath, right.
And then when you don't want it to do anything, you're fighting someone you want to catch, and you forgot to save, and you're all out of moves, and you say, all right, Metronome, hope you use Lick, so it gets paralyzed. Nope. Judgment. Arceus moved. Everybody dies again. You die, all your balls explode. Clefairy
used Judgment.
Clefairy's eyes just get really big, and its head shakes, and then it explodes.
Also, you know, it took me the longest time to realize that, like, moves like Dragon Rage always, and, like, Swift always do 40, always are...
Never miss?
You never miss, and they always do the same amount of damage.
Yeah.
Like, 40 HP or whatever. So, I don't know. I just want to point that out. Cause
Swift, I love Swift.
Because it's important to use it, like, because it never misses, and you can just chip away at them.
Yeah.
And it's a guarantee hit, and, you know, you're going to do so much, whatever, but I never knew for the longest time that it did a specific amount of damage. Not until later on, it would, like, give you descriptions of the moves and stuff.
Yeah. Swift was always one that I liked to keep.
Didn't
any
you?
Any Pokemon that could have it, I would have them have Swift if they could.
Didn't you find Swift in one of the Team Rocket areas? Or you had to get it from the coin slots?
I don't know. I know some of them just learned it.
Did it? I know you had to buy it.
Once again, getting facts wrong. One of us is wrong, or we both are.
We're probably not even close to being right.
Swift.
Swift. I don't know.
Swifty.
Swift.
Taylor Swift.
I remember one time going to the casino, and because you're going to buy 50 coins at a time in the original one, and spending money over and over again until I got 999 to go buy Porygon.
I remember how mad I was because I couldn't buy a bike because I needed one more, and you couldn't get one more coin.
Could you even get that much money? So it was like
the bike was like one. Let's just say 1 million, and you could only get 999999999. Because I tried buying a bike, I thought I had enough.
That's a lot of.
I think I only had about 10,000, just like the Tony Hawk game.
Just like Tony Hawk.
I found the perfect title for your new job. The Magikarp Salesman.
The Magikarp Salesman.
Mount Moon.
Oh,
500 bucks.
Did you ever do that? I did it every time.
I bet I did, so I could get a Gyarados.
Because I do it, and then I would go through Mount Moon. Sometimes I would have a Gyarados right outside of Mount Moon if you did it right. But it sucked because you would sacrifice your HP or your experience points and stuff. But having a Gyarados level 20, when you come out knowing Bite, and I think it even learned Bubble Beam until like 22 or something like that. 25, but didn't know any water moves, but you had a freaking Gyarados.
Yeah, and then eventually we'll get the water moves, and that's when you're set.
Yeah.
Oh, good old Mount Moon is where we're at right now. Zubat in Paris.
The only thing I liked about Mount Moon was you got a rare candy in there. I think it's like right there. You can't see what I'm pointing at at all, but I'm pretty sure that's a rare candy.
Mount Moon, 1F, means first floor. Look at the super nerd. Kind of looks like Steven Tyler. Steven Tyler's not a nerd. I love Steven Tyler.
He's a super nerd.
Mount Moon was...
That's when I played Red for the very first time, I got all the way through Mount Moon because I had a Charmander and a Pidgey, and that was it. And so when I got out of Mount Moon, I had a Pidgeotto.
Which one did you need Flash for?
The Rock Mount, whatever. Which I knew how to get through there by heart without using Flash. But if you also tilt the Game Boy, you can see where the walls and stuff are.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But I memorized where the people were.
Yep.
So I would walk, go all the way to the left, you know, at certain points, walk until I couldn't walk. You make that burr, 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 burr noise. And I walk all the way across and then down so they couldn't see me.
I could
get through there only doing like six battles.
Yep. That's what I was going to say. I would get through it all the time. I would know that I needed Flash and I wouldn't go back to get it because I knew where to go. So I would just get through.
Right. And I never really ever caught Pokemon like I was supposed to. So I would never have 10 in my Pokedex to get Flash. But who's got time to teach Flash to a Pokemon? And back when I was a kid, I never thought about having, like, later on, you always have, like, a TM run.
Yeah.
Where you have, like, one Pokemon that was Flash, Strength, Surf, whatever. Never thought about having that. So every Pokemon on my team, like, I would have to sacrifice, like, my starter always had Cut.
Yep.
Because you need to Cut so much. And then, you know, somebody would always be. I mean, it's like Surf and stuff was good because Surf is still a great move. Yeah,
Fly. Fly.
Fly.
I would always have on one of my main ones.
Right. Pidgeotto or Pidgeot always had. Pidgeot.
Because that was
always
a good move, too.
It was a really good move. Strength, sometimes.
Now, this is what I like. Now, if we can, for the YouTube people, we're going to possibly show a picture of what these look like. The Rocket Grunt in red and blue.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked like that. But then, in yellow, it was actually Jesse and James.
Yeah, that's actually really cool. And then they had their appropriate Pokemon, so Ekans, Meowth,
and Koffing. I need to play. They need to redo Yellow.
Dang.
I mean, not Let's Go.
Right. And they kind of did with Let's Go, but I'm surprised you didn't get a Switch for Let Go because you play Pokemon Go so much. But you really do it for the events, though, don't you? Like the Shinies and stuff.
I do it every day, but that's the best part. I was going to get one. I just didn't get it yet.
I mean, it looks good. I don't know. I'm a little turned off, like, the way it is. And I'm pretty sure that they count that as a actual generation one remake.
Yeah, I was looking through it and it looks like it is, but I guess they don't count it as one.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe they do.
I'm pretty sure they did. I don't know.
I thought they did not.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people have told me. What do we know?
Maybe we know.
But that Ekans in yellow is level 14. They're all level 14. Ekans new Rap, Leer, and Poison Sting. Meowth new Scratch, Growl, and Bite. And Koffing new Tackle and Smog.
Smog.
Pikachu killed all those guys when he was in my party.
Those are really colorful.
Yeah, Game Boy Color.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
That's what it stands for.
GBC.
Colorful. Game Boy Colorful.
Yeah, Game Boy Colorful. And you could get a Sandstream. I'm pretty sure he was pretty rare.
Yeah, Mankey. I would always
get 15%.
I don't know if I would always get Mankey, but I would certainly get Primeape if I had a Mankey.
I always hated Route 4, too. So once you got out of Mount Moon, you still had a couple more trainers to get through. So if you were weak and you didn't have any potions, like, you were really risking it.
And you got to go there all the way back.
Yeah. It was brutal.
So let's see what comes next. Route 6. Go figure.
It goes from 4 to 6?
No.
Oh, Ralph. Okay.
Yeah. There's the Bulbasaur that you get in.
Yeah, so where do you get him in Cerulean?
Yeah.
Do you get him from one of this houses down here? Or no, do you get him from the dig
house? It's from this little house right here. So there's a house right next to the Pokemon Center.
Are you sure it's not one of these?
I think it was this one.
Okay. I believe you.
Too bad there's no like little circle around where it is.
You'd think there would be.
Let's see. I don't think there is. There should have been.
You get Charmander from the cop, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you get a rare candy in the back of the Gym Badge Man's house. Gym Badge Man's house.
Is that his name? Gym Badge Man.
That must have been where the break-in happened. Bubble Beam from Misty after you beat her.
That, you get the TM, yeah. That's, yeah, then they would teach that to Gyarados unless he leveled up enough.
That's what I would always do.
I'm pretty sure War Turtle gets it early on, like 18 or something like that. I like War Turtle. He had those little wings on his head.
Gary. Cool. Let's see the difference between how Gary looked. Apparently, Gary looked the same in red, blue, and yellow. AKA just blue was his name for this. What battle was that of him?
That's right at the top of the badge. So that's because you do your first battle, and then your second battle is in Vermilion City when you're on the left going to...
Yeah.
Which you do again later on the game. And then I think this was the third time. Because the fourth time is in... what's it called? The Ghost Tower.
In Lavender Town.
Lavender Town.
My favorite of the towns.
It's everybody's favorite town.
Don't you try to
cut it down. Is everybody's favorite town. It's my favorite town.
Well, guess what? In yellow, Gary had a Spearow, which was level 18, Sandshrew level 15, Rattata level 15, and Eevee level 17.
His Sandshrew is really annoying.
Yeah. Scratch and sand attack. He would just throw sand at you and then...
Yeah, because you would be get to where you couldn't see him.
Yeah. Cerulean.
I don't know.
So above Cerulean City was the Nugget Bridge. And you know what happens above the Nugget Bridge is the Sea Cottage, where Bill turns himself into a Pokemon.
I still understand. He turns himself into a Pokemon, and he's also talking as a Pokemon, I think, right?
I think so, yeah, because it says, like, whatever Pokemon say. And then you walk in, and he runs into one of the machines, and you have to hit the computer, and then...
It warps him.
Over into Bill.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, you saved me.
He's like, you can use my PC boxes now. And then you're like, cool, I'm already doing that.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I've been using already. They were yours.
This is now they're labeled as Bill.
I would have said, go back in there and transfer him back. And then caught him. What if you caught him instead?
I never thought about catching him before.
I mean, you can,
but... What do you think he was? I mean, the sprite was, like, not very clear. I think it was like a Kangaskhan.
There's only, like, three anyway, yeah.
Kangaskhan. Bill.
Kangaskhan. Bill.
Bill Gascon.
He probably would... That would have been terrible. But you know what else was above that bridge? Nugget Bridge? You get a nugget if you beat all those people.
$5,000.
And...
Which was BS, because they were like, hey, go through a trial with all these five people, and then you can get... a prize, but you go through five people, and then you have to fight a sixth person.
Yeah.
Who then might offer you money.
But you know what the best part about getting through them was?
What's that?
Saving the game, and then getting Mew.
That's right. It wasn't until 20 years later, realized that you could actually, there was a real Mew glitch.
We were all 53 years old, and we found out that you can get Mew
53.
The real way.
Yeah.
Which was... You had to have fly or teleport.
Teleport.
You had to go Pokemon Center, heal everybody, walk out, go up the bridge. As soon as you get up to the bridge, take a left, and you had to get your timing down. I would always save it right there before I did it because you had to take one step down and pause it before the character had his little exclamation point to come fight you. And then you could fly. That's when you could fly to the Pokemon Center. As you fly, the exclamation point would appear, which would activate the glitch. Now, there's two different versions. Well, I think there's one with Lavender Town you can get them too.
I never heard of that one.
Like, you fly there or something. But the one I would always do, you would do that, walk back up the Nugget Bridge. There's one guy you had to battle. After him, you would use Abra to teleport. Takes you back to the Pokemon Center. And then you go to walk over to the bridge again. And you can't pause your screen because it's locked. And as soon as you start going up the bridge, the screen will show up. Exit out. Mew.
Yep. Maybe like level 7.
Yeah, we saw something about using Growl and it takes the levels down or something dumb. Make it easier to catch, I guess.
I guess. But, I mean, it's the level 7, so you should be in the early 20s.
Yeah. The pictures of Mew were different in red and blue and yellow.
Yeah, so we'll yellow was cooler because he was kind of like floating. He had the tail underneath him, but the red and blue, he was like, I don't know, like a hieroglyphic where his feet were like sticking out and he's just kind of...
His feet were big.
Yeah.
We could show you. Send that to me. Jamie, send it to me so I could put it on the screen. We're going to put a picture on the screen.
Jamie,
send it. Send us a picture. Here it is.
There it is. Oh, Jamie, wrong picture.
That's not the right one. All right.
Wait. There it is. No, try it again.
We got it.
Okay.
Thanks for nothing. That's not even it, you know?
Jamie, try the picture from red and blue.
There it is.
There he is. Oh, that was not what I was thinking of. I lied about the hieroglyphic thing. He looks regular.
No, no, no. That's yellow. You're talking about red and blue. Red and blue was like that.
Is he?
Yeah.
Jamie, try again.
Boom. Okay, there it is.
Yeah, okay. I was right.
You're standing there and it's kind of like...
I don't staggered. Take it back. Yeah. Look at that person. That's a wiggly tough.
Well... While we were sitting here, like normally happens, all you people that cannot see since it's a podcast, we found more visual items. Scott pulled out Game Boy Color teal. Teal color. That's a nice color.
It is a nice color. It's teal, and I have red and blue, and my wife bought this for me a couple years ago as a surprise, the Game Boy and the two games, because I had sold mine off a long time ago, and so she knew it was very important to me. I'm pretty sure she paid a decent amount of money for them, too.
And we know at least red version has a save file.
Yeah, I think I was playing through blue, and I got to Lavender Town, and then my file was corrupt, and it got erased.
So we're going to see.
But you can hear it, right? So there's Gengar and Nidoran L fighting.
So we're gonna go through and see what the party is.
Listen to that.
Who'd you start on?
Magikarp.
Mm. Who do you think is in this party? Take a guess.
At least the Nidoking. Really? Nidoking, yeah. And then I'm thinking...
Charizard or Charmeleon. At least Charmeleon. You got that far, at least. I didn't see how many badges there were.
Wow, this is game speed. It says... All badges.
Oh, go see who you got. And what levels and stuff.
Okay, so on my team... There's only five here, actually. So maybe I was in the... Middle of, but right now I have Hitmonchan, level 44, which we'll get to that, but I always chose Hitmonchan over Hitmon. I mean, I always chose Hitmonlee over Hitmonchan.
Really? I was the opposite, I think.
So I must have been doing something weird, because then there's Blastoise underneath it, a Nidoking, and Dodrio, and then a Gyarados. But Gyarados is a low level, so I'm wondering if I just caught him for funsies.
Hmm.
But... I must have been doing something because I'll go to my box.
There better be something cool in there.
Oh, I forgot about the free Lapras.
Maybe you just like got Mewtwo or someone. That's why you needed
It's possible. Gyarados. I never used Eevee. That's weird. I always use Eevee. Nothing really stands out in here but Pikachu.
29.
I wonder if I have more boxes. Oops. I don't want to release anybody.
You just almost released everybody.
I forgot that every time you change boxes. Oh, I do have two boxes.
Every time you change, it has to save instead of like in the new games where you could just go through and look.
Oops. I wonder if this is the same. Yeah.
You change boxes, then you change back. How many are in that other one?
So two. Marowak, Tentacool, Ponyta, Vileplume. I must use Vileplume for a while. Haunter or Gravel, yeah. That's it. But that's interesting.
What do you think is in blue?
I don't think anything's in blue. That file was corrupt.
Oh, was it?
And so I think it got erased.
We'll find out.
I don't know.
I just found my red version the other day. And I know that I have yellow, silver, gold.
It was glitching out.
Hmm. Did you know the trick with those?
When you could hold down and change the...
hold down and B, and it changes, like, all the color settings. That's how, if I wanted to play at night, I would just do it in the negative, and it would look like I was playing at night, yeah. Before the night was actually in the game.
Right. I was always told that the file data is destroyed. You can see that.
Yeah.
So.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, it won't let you continue? Oh, you just have to new game. Yeah. Okay.
But I always was always told that if you do that... where you change the color of the...
It can mess it up.
Yeah, it would mess it up, so I would never want to do it. I would do it a couple times. I knew of it, but...
I would do it in... there's like a brown gradient that I would do for like fall. And I would do nighttime all the time just because that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought we were...
No. Now we are.
Oops.
Again, for the benefit of radio, we just elbow the wall.
So, from Cerulean, you go down, and then you go to that little, is that actually a route? Is that route 6? I don't know. But then you go to the daycare.
Yeah.
And did you use the daycare?
I always thought I didn't. I never did at first because I wanted all the Pokemon I had with me to stay with me. But I remember going back and playing the games a couple times. I would go to the daycare and I would have one in there that grew a tremendous amount and I never had enough money to take it back out. So it just stayed there.
It's like Abergrew, level 67. I would put a Pokemon in there just to see how what level it would be after I beat the game, like a Pokemon I didn't care about.
Go ahead.
It would be like a Pokemon at like a base level. So then it would be like, well, I'll put like a, I don't know, a Weedle in there. And then I'd beat the game and it would be level 67 when I got it out. And I'd still as a Weedle, though.
That's the one thing I didn't like is if you put them in there and they were going to learn a new move, they would automatically learn the new move and just delete something.
Yeah, so it cycled through. So you could run into the problem of having like really lame moves.
And yeah, and then all the cool moves could be gone.
And I don't think move tutor was a thing yet.
I don't know. I don't think so. It might have been.
I know nickname guy was there.
The nickname guy. Gotta go to the nickname guy.
So you still could do it to
Peanut Butter and Jelly is a dumb name. I gotta change it.
Right, so if I traded Chris and he made it Peanut Butter and Jelly, it was the nickname. I couldn't change it.
Billy Joe and Mike Durnt, like I was talking about. B capital, lowercase I, L capital, lowercase L. Yeah, I did both of them. And then I did the cloning thing, so I had like 50 of them, and they were all the same name.
Wasn't cloning in Generation 2?
Yep. That's what it was, because it was all Lugia and Ho-Oh that I did.
You could clone in the first generation, but I think you had to do it with the link cable, and it was still risky.
Mm. Oh, yeah. But after that, you couldn't get into Vermilion City, so you had to take the underground path, which is easy. Just one little... You know about the little items you could find in there?
Mm-hmm.
I would always remember, I would just walk through and hit A all the time. And then I found whatever it was.
Fun fact, in the old games, I would walk around, there was like secret items. So let's say like you're going through, you know where the guy teaches you to catch Pokemon is? Behind him, there's a tree you can cut. If you walk on the other side and hit A behind that tree, you get like a potion. But it wasn't there. Obviously, it was one of those secret items. When they did the remake, they actually put an item there for those things. So a couple places where there were secret items, when they did the remake, they actually brought them up, put them as Pokeballs.
Item finder.
Yeah.
But I always remember where they were, so I just wouldn't use that.
Yeah, I never ever used it.
So then you pop out of Underground Path, and you get down into one of the best cities, Vermilion City. Why is that funny? Vermilion City was one of the best. Which
is it?
The best gym. One of the best episodes in the TV series.
I'm pretty sure you get Charmander or Squirtle there.
I'll tell you what you do get there is a whole week to think about it, because this is going to be the end of episode 3. And we're going to pick up...
Nice.
Probably not. Yeah, thanks. Probably not episode 4, because it's going to be a little series. But when we do part 2 of the Generation 1 video game series, we're going to pick up right on Vermilion City.
It's a good place to start. Good call, Chris.
Thanks. I made the call. I thought it was good.
You made the call.
So, thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, thank you again for checking it out.
And watching, because we were filming this for our YouTube channel. So if you watch that, you can make our view count go up. Currently at 0 views.
0 views on the YouTube channel.
We're going to be up, though. 9 views by next week. Hopefully. Thank you.
And if we don't get there, you can see in the video what we have to do. To ourselves as a punishment.
You'll see what we have to do. It's not bad.
It's pretty awful.
I kind of don't want to get 9 views just so we have to. No, it's if we get more than 9, we do it.
Yeah, so we get 9, then we still don't have to do it. But if we get 10, we have to do it.
Something happens. But thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Scott, do you have anything to say?
No, just like Chris said, thank you. You know, this is a lot of fun for us. And so we're glad that somebody out there is listening as well.
I have one thing to say. Smell you later.